This is the Find Your Forte podcast, Technique Tuesday.
You have the passion. You have the education. Now it's time for the inspiration. Get ready to step up to the podium with purpose. This is the Find Your Forte podcast with choral director and lifestyle entrepreneur, Ryan Guth.
Hey there, Choir Nation. Thank you so much for joining me for another installment of Technique Tuesday. In today's episode, we're going to be doing a raw listen through of my quick and dirty vocal evaluation for young male singers. In this particular example, we have three baritones, one at the end of their eighth grade year, one at the end of their 10th grade year, and one at the end of their 11th grade year. All three are very experienced choral singers. Two of the three of them are very experienced soloistic singers. And one of them, the oldest one, has been taking lessons now for about a year with one of my private teachers at my company. So I want you to just take a listen, and I will break down in between what we just heard. Now, I also want to alert you to a special email campaign that we're about to launch here at Find Your Forte, which is going to be a five-part series with working with changing voice or changed voice males. And it's going to be a series that includes not only audio, but video, as well as PDFs of exercises, checklists, vocal evaluation sheets, and things like that. So you're going to want to hop in there and get that so that you can have all the materials that accompany Technique Tuesday each week. So head on over to ryanguth.com. That's R-Y-A-N-G-U-T-H. And as soon as the box pops up, when you get there, type in your email and click that submit button. And make sure you race right on over to your email and check it and hit the confirm so that you're sure to be on our list and that I can send you information for this five-part series, or else you're only getting half of it by listening to the podcast. So I would really encourage you to head on over to ryanguth.com and opt in there. All right, we're going to start with student A, and student A is at the end of his eighth grade year, and here is his vocal range evaluation. I apologize in advance for my squeaky keyboard pedal.
Perfect. Okay, so we're going to do, starting here.
Okay, now as you heard in this first example, the student starts to break at E4, so E above middle C, and we push a little higher to see sort of what kind of shape the falsetto is in. Now we're going to move on to a very quick exercise that's just E-I-E, so just E-I-E. It has that range of a fifth, and is going to really allow me to expose the break between the chest voice and the head voice. You're going to hear those two voices clearly pop out in this exercise. All right, so I would mark this student as a baritone with a range from A3 to E4. Let's move on now to student B so we can hear a little bit of what a slightly more experienced baritone would sound like. Now you'll notice we're going to start in the same place in that yaw exercise, starting on A-flat 3.
Yaw.
Now, in this example, you're going to notice that the student pretty clearly had an issue and they sort of hit a wall at E4. Again, we started on A-flat 3, and by E4, he pretty much hit you heard a pretty solid slam into a wall. But what took over was a more developed falsetto, and he actually brought it all the way up to a G5. And so that's the soprano G above the staff. And I thought that was pretty thrilling. You're going to notice that this person has a lot more core in their sound below their break. And if you're going to consider this person a baritone, you're going to hear that break to be around B3, so the B below middle C. So we're going to do some descending exercise now so you can hear that.
Let's go.
All right, so as you can hear, that student has a very solid low F2. And it's, very clear, good baritone, solid baritone note, bass note for a lot of high school repertoire there. So, this person is very clearly in baritone world. I wouldn't expect them singing much higher than an E, and I definitely wouldn't put them any lower than an F2, but, really, really solid baritone, and can probably double as a countertenor when you need them to. So there you go. Let's move on to our last example. This is the most experienced student, and he is a rising senior in high school, and he probably has the most experience of all the students.
So we're going to start vocalizing on yaw, sort of the J-glide open A yaw. Okay, starting on A-flat.
Yaw.
All right, so finally, you can hear just the consistency in the range, throughout the range, I should say, of that particular student. And that particular student is all state, regionals, all nationals, all Easterns. He's done it all. It's a really, really fantastic instrument. He's got a beautiful baritone range from low F sharp 2 all the way to F sharp 4, and just a really versatile instrument, and very, very consistent throughout his entire range. So I hope you're able to take away some of the differences between the aging baritone throughout high school. Some of the techniques that I used, very, very simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Just simple, yaw, yaw, yaw. I start baritones typically on A flat. You could probably start maybe even F sharp or G if you were interested. I had a hunch as to where these kids were going to be, so I started on an A flat. For the less experienced students, descending, just do that, you know, the D, 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 and the D, especially going lower into the range, really helps to pull forward that more pingy resonance. And then as they get more experience, the descending ah is really, really nice. But there tends to be some air pressure problems as we get lower into the range. So I tend not to use the descending ah with younger students that tend to be a little bit more tense. They got to be a little more loose in order to really, you know, be able to do that ah lower in their voice. So don't make it too hard on yourself. Make it quick and dirty. And I hope you got a lot out of this. And don't forget to head over to ryanguth.com and hop on that email list so that I can get you the PDFs and all the fun things that we're going to have as part of our 5-part email series for the changing male voice. There are going to be some materials there that accompany our podcast posts, and there's also going to be some things that are just totally exclusive to the email list. So head on over to ryanguth.com and jump in there and make sure you confirm your email as soon as you opt in. Lastly, I want to make sure that you are tuning in tomorrow for our interview with Dr. Matthew Mahaffey. He is from the University of Minnesota, and he has a deal in the works right now with NBC to take his Downton Abbey choral concert on the road. So you can hear all about a wonderful conductor who conducts not only the university level, but the community level, who is doing amazing things, thinking outside of the box. And you'll hear that tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Mahaffey. Thank you for tuning in and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Find Your Forte with Ryan Guth. As always, join Ryan online at www.ryanguth.com for detailed show notes and discussions on every episode. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Until next time, be amazing.